Some Cochrane reviews investigate interventions to prevent ill health, rather than simply treatments for it. Maureen Dobbins from McMaster University in Canada describes her Cochrane review of physical activity programs in schools.
This review is an update of a previous review I conducted with the Effective Public Health Practice Project in 2001. I conducted this review in response to public health decision makers' requests for evidence on effective interventions for promoting physical activity in children and youth. This review evaluated the impact of combinations of school-based interventions focused on increasing physical activity among children and adolescents. Participants were school-attending children between the ages of 6 to 18 living in Australia, South America, Europe, and North America. This included all children and adolescents, whether they were overweight, obese, or not. We excluded studies where participants received a physical activity intervention as part of a treatment regimen for a specific critical illness or comorbidity, or those where the intervention was conducted entirely outside of the school setting. The range of interventions included changes to school curriculum, increased time in physical education, changes to the physical education program so as to increase the amount of time children were engaged in moderate to vigorous physical activity, provision of physical activity equipment, and training for teachers in incorporating physical activity into school routines. In some instances, the intervention also included strategies to engage parents in the intervention, as well as community-based strategies, mass media, and policy development. In total, over 13,000 titles were identified and screened, finally arriving at 26 well-done studies which were included in this review. Now getting to the interesting part, the results. This review found good evidence that school-based physical activity interventions were effective in increasing the amount of time children and adolescents spent engaged in moderate to vigorous physical activity, as well as improved lung capacity. The results also showed a reduction in blood cholesterol and the time spent watching television. However, these interventions were not effective in increasing the percentage of children and adolescents who were physically active outside of school hours or in reducing systolic and diastolic blood pressure, body mass index, and pulse rate. Similar results have been reported by others and other systematic reviews in the past few years. At a minimum, a combination of printed educational materials and changes to the school curriculum that promote children to be more active throughout the day result in positive effects. The bottom line is that given there were no harmful effects reported by these studies, and that there was some evidence of positive effects on lifestyle behaviors and some of the physical health status measures, that ongoing physical activity promotion in the schools is recommended at this time. We still have more to learn, however, about the different effects of these strategies on boys and girls, as there was an indication that not all strategies were effective for both boys and girls, and we also need to better understand the long-term effects of these interventions.
Much more detail on these suggestions for new research are contained within the review. You can find it at www.cochrane.org.